This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. The administration of President Joe Biden is defending the U.S. military airstrikes in Syria as legal and appropriate, saying they took out facilities that housed valuable capabilities used by Iranian-backed militia groups to attack American and allied forces in Iraq. The White House press secretary told reporters that the U.S. hopes to address tensions with Iran on a diplomatic level, including discussions on the nuclear deal scuttled by the previous administration. And a Pentagon spokesperson said members of the U.S. Congress were notified before the Thursday strikes that destroyed 9 facilities and heavily damaged 2 others. He says the facilities were used by militia groups the U.S. deems responsible for recent attacks against U.S. interests in Iraq. According to a declassified U.S. intelligence assessment released on Friday, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved of an operation to capture or kill dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in 2018. Khashoggi was a U.S. resident who wrote opinion columns for the Washington Post, which were critical of the Crown Prince's policies. He was killed and dismembered by a team of operatives linked to the Crown Prince in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Riyadh has denied any involvement by their Crown Prince. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson that's expected to provide an easier-to-use option to fight the pandemic. The panel of Food and Drug Administration experts ruled on Friday that J&J's vaccine protected against COVID-19 and should be made available for adults. This is VOA News. The U.S. House has approved a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill in a win for President Joe Biden. But even as Democrats savor their major step, party leaders are trying to assure progressives in the party that they'll revive their derailed drive to boost the minimum wage up to $15 an hour. The bill passed early Saturday on a near party line vote. It flushes cash to individuals, businesses, and states battered by COVID-19. It now goes to the U.S. Senate. Democrats there seem bent on resuscitating their minimum wage push, and other fights could erupt too. Democrats say the still faltering economy and rampaging virus demand action, but Republicans call the legislation bloated and partisan. Myanmar's UN ambassador Kia Mo Thun, speaking for the country's elected civilian government ousted in that military coup on February 1st, is appealing to the United Nations to use any means necessary to take action against the Myanmar military to restore democracy to this Southeast Asian country. He addressed the 193-member UN General Assembly after Secretary General Antonio Guterres' special envoy on Myanmar warned that no country should recognize or legitimize the Myanmar junta, and all efforts must be made to restore democracy. The country has been largely paralyzed by weeks of protests and a civil disobedience campaign of strikes against the military, while Military Chief General Min Aung Hlaing says authorities are using minimal force during the protests. 3 protesters and 1 policeman have been killed. The army has promised an election but has not given a date. It has imposed a 1-year state of emergency. Meanwhile, police in that country are escalating their crackdown on demonstrators against this month's military takeover, deploying early and in force as protesters seek to assemble in the country's 2 biggest cities. There were arrests Saturday in Yangon and Mandalay, the 2 biggest cities where demonstrators have been hitting the streets daily to peacefully demand the restoration of Aung San Suu Kyi and her government. More than 700 people have been held since the coup began. Police say gunmen have abducted 317 girls from a boarding school in northern Nigeria. And we have more on that story on our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.